All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District. Today is November 14th. It is 11:05. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We do have a quorum of the board. So for the record, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record. Let's start with the board. Dave, you want to start?
David Nelson, Board Chair.
Derek Rowe, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
And we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there at the anchor location? Okay, perfect. All right, we'll move on then. Consent items. There are the board minutes from our May 13th meeting. Board, did you have a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, we reviewed them and they look accurate. And if there's no questions, I move that we accept them.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
Second.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right, that's unanimous. All right, I will stop sharing. The next two are the quarterly financials and then the tentative budget. So, David, I will let you share.
Okay, just as a note that this is for the Q3 financial statements, which incorporate some adjustments that had been made as part of the Q2 financial statements. So this is all combined into one. So Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District number one as of September 30th, 2024. The balance sheet, we have $35,360 in the checking account in the general fund, with $1,406 due from other funds, also in the general fund. In the debt service fund, we have it's part of the bond fund 2022 A2, or excuse me, the bond fund alone, $462,171. The bond fund 2022 A2 is 21,892 or 893 rounded. The pledged revenue fund has $729 rounded. Reserve fund $426,264 rounded. The mandatory redemption fund 2022 A1 fund is $16,170 rounded. And then the UMB surplus fund has $452,755 rounded. And then we have the escrow warranty account. Excuse me. I apologize. That's incorrect. The UMB assessment fund 2022 A2 is $166,585 rounded. And in the capital projects fund, we have in the project fund $87,819 rounded. The construction fund 2022 A2 fund, we have $1,168,765. And in the escrow account, there is $143,636. And accounts receivable is $9,258 rounded.
David, do you know what that represents?
This one,
Yes.
that is the interest that we had talked about that got transferred to the
Perfect.
developer. Any other questions on general fund, or excuse me, balance sheet? Okay.
No.
I will move on to the general fund and zoom in a little bit here. So, general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. For the year, total expenditures have been $9,487.50 of insurance and legal. Let's see. Has there been, I guess this is a follow-up question, developer paid expenses for accounting and additional legal? That I would assume that should be higher.
Yeah, and they may be after September.
Okay. All right. So we can follow up on that. I apologize. I didn't notice that. And then we have developer advances as other financing sources of $8,081 and transfers from other funds of $36,766. Okay. And the debt service fund schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have $70,789 of interest income, paying agent fees of $7,000, bond interest of, ooh, no, that. Bond and interest payment of 20 from the 2022 A1 fund of $288,275. Bond interest of the 2022 A2 is $137,637.50. And bond principal payment of the 2022 A2 of $153,000. Transfers to other funds of $51,000. $791.57 and developer advance of $3,000. Any questions on debt service?
I have a question on the bond interest of 2022 A2. Why is it the variance from the annual budget when the 22 A1 and the bond principal lines meet the budget?
That one would be due to the additional payment on December 1st.
Okay.
Once that payment is made, so for the Q4 financial statements, that will have a zero balance or zero variance.
Okay.
Good question.
My question is what is the developer advance of $3,000?
Developer advance would have been 3,000 paying here, but I
Oh, okay. So the pay agent fee is showing there as opposed to in the general fund. Okay.
yes, paying agent fees will always fall into the debt service fund, so that's why it's in here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I understand that.
Okay. Moving on to the Capital Projects Fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have had interest income to date of, or as of 9/30/24, $52,097. Capital outlay of $238,790. Transfers from other funds of $15,025 or 26 rounded. Okay. Any other questions on the financial statements?
One for me.
No.
Okay.
All right, board. So what we'll need then is a motion to accept the third quarter financials that include the second quarter financials that have been adjusted.
I move we accept the third quarter financials, including the adjusted second quarter financials as presented.
Thanks, Derek.
Second the motion.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, let's move on then for the tentative 2025 budget.
Okay. So for the tentative annual budget for 2025, let's go ahead and start in the general fund just to make it simple and clear here. We have budgeted for the year transfers from other funds of $53,000. This is basically the the advance, or excuse me, the admin carve out from property tax, the assessment fee, excuse me, here. And will get transferred to the general fund to cover administrative expenses. And so as of right now, we've estimated the expenditures of accounting, auditing, insurance, legal, and miscellaneous to be those 53,000, so 19,950 in accounting, auditing 7,000, 4,000 insurance, and legal at 19,000, and miscellaneous 3,050. So there's any.
David, one thing that we will need is the auditing's going to be more than 7,000.
Okay.
It's going to be closer to 9 for this year. I haven't got any quotes back yet, but this year they were 85, I want to say. So yeah, they're going to probably go up to 9,000 this coming
Okay.
year.
So what I will do is I'll reallocate this miscellaneous
Yeah.
to the auditing, and I'll bring that up to 9 and then drop that down to 1,050.
Perfect.
Okay. And okay, so going on to the debt service fund, we have budgeted $57,909 of estimated property taxes to be received in or assessed in 2024, but then that's going out and being applied to the 2025 expenditures and that. So that's kind of why you see it like this. We have assessment fee revenue. For the current year, 424,000 for 477 to be applied to the payments for the following year, and then budgeted for 2025, $444,282. Interest income, we've estimated approximately $72,000 to be received in 2025, and no developer advance. And then for the debt service payments, we have budgeted based on the schedules $288,275 for the 2022 A1 bonds, for the 2022 A2 bonds $262,433, and then bond principal payment on the 2022 A2s of $161,000, and then paying agent fees of $7,000. Capitalized interest, we will have budgeted that there's still a remaining balance of excuse me, so not budgeted.
David, can we back up for a second? So on
Yes.
the paying agent fee, wouldn't the expenditure be $7,000 for the actual in 2024? Or we just haven't incurred that last $3,000 yet? Is that what's going on?
So, for this budget, when we originally created it, we were still working through some of those items. So, we went back to the 630 actuals. And so, we have estimated here for the end of the year the $7,000.
Oh, okay. So there's another 3,000. Okay.
Right. And if I remember correctly, that has been paid. Yes, based on our
Developer
financial statements here, we said it was $7,000. So, my apologies. Yes, that has been paid. Okay. So yes, so $7,000, and that's split between those two bonds, the 2022 A1s and A2s. So, I believe it may be 4,000 for one and 3,000 for the other. Either that or 3,500 each. Can't remember for sure, but
That's okay.
okay, so capitalized interest for the 2022 A1s after the end at the end of the year, there will still be $72,871 of capitalized interest to be applied to the 2026 payments. And then the reserve fund for the Series 2022 A2s is $424,303. And then the surplus fund for the 2022 A1 bonds is $443, $443,000. Excuse me. Okay. Any other questions there? Okay, I will move on to the capital projects fund. So for actuals as of the end of the year, we are estimating that it's, I guess it's st that it's still the $238,790. If this needs to be changed, let us know if you expect any additional capital outlay expenditures through the end of the year.
Well, we do actually expect to return the warranty escrow amount. So, there won't even be any more expenditures, but there will actually be a return.
Okay, and that would be, let's see. I'll just put the comment in right here for now. I don't believe it'll be reimbursed expenditures because we reclassed those already to be cash. But I will follow up on the warranty. And that way we can get that classified appropriately. If it's only balance sheet reclass, then it won't show up in the budget as far as revenues or expenditures.
I think it was originally it was classified as an expenditure, and then it was changed to a deposit.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So if it was still in the expenditures, then we would run it through this reimbursed expenditures line, but
Right. Okay. So then, to answer your original question, no, we don't anticipate any more advances or capital outlays for the year.
okay. All right. With that said, then I think we're good here, and that will flow into 2025. Interest income, we've estimated $25,000 based on those balances. And then capital outlay, we have the full balance, remaining balance included in there. And then if that's not used, that will again carry over to the following year. Okay. Any other questions on the budget anywhere? Concerns, comments?
I did, just a general question. As we pay some of the expenses, and we've been paying them from developer funds, when we use the checking account funds here, do we need to have those approved before we actually pay those bills? Or can we approve them after they've been paid, as long as they're within the budget?
So, you, for example, you get a bill from either CLA or Snow Jensen Reese, and you have funds in the balance sheet, in this checking account. Go back to
And
there.
this is more of an administrative question than it is an accounting question. But yeah, it's those funds.
Right. So these funds were designated to be used for those administrative costs. So there's not an additional approval that needs to be received other than just the internal, if you guys have an internal process that you'd like to review and approve the invoices prior to
Okay.
paying them. But yes, that's what it's allocated for. And then for the budget purposes, I mean, we budget expenses what we what we expect to be in that year. If the current balance in the checking account does not cover this, then typically we would see a developer advance in here. we're expecting to see another, the $53,000 in there from property taxes, and that's so. Well, between property taxes and assessment fees, that will make up that $53,000 in at the admin carve out, and then from there, that will cover these expenses. Plus, you have the balance that's already in the checking account. Does that make sense?
Yes. And so that, yes, it does. It
Okay.
does.
So, Dave, from our perspective on those costs, if they're in the budget and then we go through them through the financial statements, that covers so that, once those funds are expensed. Now, if David and Shelby see something in there that isn't part of those administrative costs, then they would bring it up to the board. But as far as once it's appropriated and it falls within those four categories, legal, accounting, insurance, and auditing, I guess there's that miscellaneous, but if they look and see something, then they can bring it to the attention. But what we're doing by having these quarterly financials, the review, that covers us for those expenses.
Okay.
Right, that was a better explanation than I gave. Thanks, Michael.
No, I mean, it's
All additive.
yeah. So, Derek, Dave, you guys good with the budget?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, the plan then moving forward would be today we're going to approve it, and then we're going to set a public hearing for, I just looked it up. We have December's meeting scheduled for December 11th. At 9, so it's the second Wednesday at 9, which is what we've listed as our annual meeting schedule. So are you both good on the 11th?
Yes. Yes, I
Okay.
am.
Okay. So then we'll have that public hearing, we'll give a week's notice, and then we'll adopt the final budget based on whatever adjustments that David needs to make to the budget. So.
Did you say 9 o'clock on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you forward
And
that
we'll,
email?
yep. Yep.
Perfect.
Okay. Any, if there's no other discussion, if I could get a motion then to approve the tentative budget and set the public hearing for December 11th.
Great. I motion that, or I move that we approve the tentative 2025 budget and that we set the public hearing for December 11th at 9 a.m.
Perfect. Thanks, Dave.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Derek, I'll count that as an aye. It's
Aye.
unanimous. All right. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything else that you need to talk about or want to bring forward, at least in the district, for the district? If not,
No, I don't.
okay. We could get a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Thanks, Dave.
A second.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that's unanimous. Okay, Christy, can we get you to stop the recording?